Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Greater Houston LGBTQ Plus Chamber of Commerce was supposed to host their annual Thrive Small Business event today at the Federal Reserve's location in Houston. In fact, they confirmed the venue in August. Tammy Wallace, the group's co-founder, president, and CEO, says she got an email at 9 o'clock Monday night that the place was off limits. She wrote back, was told it was because of President Trump's executive order against anything DEI related. They've moved it now to a Hilton.
We needed to move forward because we are not going to let what is happening under the Trump administration deter us from the work that we need to do to support our members and our community.
She says they were talking to a Federal Reserve caterers as late as 6 o'clock Monday evening before they got the email. 125 people are registered to attend. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the stories we're following for you this morning.
All runways are closed. Nobody's landing. No one's moving at all.
We're going to have the latest on the plane crash with a helicopter in D.C. overnight. That is coming up in just a moment. First, what's affecting you right now? It's definitely going to be the wet roads, sloppy and slippery this morning after a night of heavy rain.
Yeah, heavy enough, in fact. We're still under a flood watch this morning.
And there's a lot of ponding on the roads, so let's get you to Joyce Nielsen in the 1080 Traffic Center for the latest on the road conditions. Joyce.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm looking at the cameras, the TxDOT cameras, and I'm still seeing that closure. Downtown Dallas, that rain really affected eastbound 30. Normally when we see this kind of rain, that ramp from eastbound 30 to 75 and 45 is usually shut down, and that's the case right now. So something to keep in mind. You can definitely seek an alternate route, either Griffin, or you can continue to Haskell and then double back. But we are seeing that adding to the backup that we normally see. Again, you're going to find that puddling and ponding in construction zones. We're still seeing a lot of that, as well as the inner and outer loops of the highway, are the inner and outer lanes, as well as under bridges and overpasses. So give yourself plenty of extra time. Watch your speeds and following distances because those roads are still wet.
The roads are a mess this morning. Very wet and very slippery with ponding creating perfect conditions for hydroplaning. Let's begin our team coverage with KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
I'm in Grand Prairie along I-30, and I'm here to tell you it's been a lot of rain. Enough so that the National Weather Service has put us under a flood watch. Watching the drivers, many times they're playing it smart, but on the other hand, I've seen some driving dangerously fast, while others drive too slow, which of course creates its own dangers. I've seen water ponding in many places, and it doesn't take much for a car to hydroplane. We've had numerous accidents reported, so all in all, it's just not a good idea to be on the roads. And if you have kids taking the bus to school, make sure they have good raincoats and umbrellas. Yeah, I know it's not cool, but they're really going to get soaked this morning. I'm in Grand Prairie, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And more team coverage on the roads with Georgia Alfredis. You're in Dallas, right, Georgia?
Yes, I am. And, you know, as I drive through these secondary streets, I am reminded that kids are, well, they may be or may already be headed to school or to the bus stop or walking to school. And as Kurt said, today is the day for those bright yellow boots and those fun raincoats. I'm definitely rocking mine. But it's because reflective clothing is best in this weather because visibility is low and drivers need as much help as they can get spotting pedestrians. Also, kiddos need to avoid trying to cross streets too quickly. Traffic may not see you clearly and you could slip, you could trip on wet surfaces. It is still so very wet out here, y'all. So whether you're behind the wheel or on foot, take it slow, stay visible, and stay aware. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now to our breaking news this morning. 64 people are feared dead after a military Tele, a military helicopter collides with a passenger plane on approach to Reagan National in D.C.
Hundreds of first responders are scouring the Potomac River for any possible survivors. A regional American Airlines jet from Wichita carrying 64 passengers and crew was coming in for a landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport when it collided with an Army Black Hawk chopper carrying three people on a training mission.
That's Michael George.
This flight was headed from Kansas to D.C., but Texans are still involved in the investigation. KRLD's Alan Skaya continues our team coverage live outside American Airlines headquarters in Fort Worth. Alan.
Yeah, Heather, PSA is owned by American Airlines. It's one of their regional carriers. It was operating as American Eagle. Chief Executive Robert Isom, he was headed from Fort Worth to D.C. overnight. He says they've got...
Anything we can do now, we're doing. And right now... That means focusing on taking care of all passengers and crew involved, as well as their
families.
He says
American is going to fully cooperate with the National Transportation Safety Board during their investigation, saying they want to learn everything they can about what happened. You heard that press conference here on KRLD a few minutes ago. Isom says what they know now is the flight from Wichita was operating as it should. He described the flight as being on normal approach when the military helicopter flew into its path. Senator Ted Cruz, he chairs the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. He says he's going to get a briefing from the FAA today, urging people to pray for everybody who was involved. Live in Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
A busy day on Wall Street, and certainly all of our thoughts go out to all of the people with American Airlines and everybody else that's in this area. Stock market right now looks mixed. The NASDAQ looks up 108, S&P's higher by 15. The Dow's lower by 57, but it's two stocks, one of them local. The North Texas-based Caterpillar Tractor reported revenues that were below expectations. That stock's down $20 a share. Also, some weakness in Microsoft. The earnings were good, but their cloud segment, so important to these technology companies, was short of estimates, and that stock's down $18 a share. Southwest Airlines out with earnings today. The earnings much better than expected. Revenue's pretty much in line. It's the guidance that's a question, and that stock looks slightly lower. And interestingly, American Airlines, which closed at $17.33 yesterday, is scheduled to open between $16.50 and $16.58. That would seem to be related to the crash overnight. Crude's down 12 cents, 72.50. Gold's up $30.60, 28.2410. And interest rates are lower, a good bit lower, 4.49% of the 10-year. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A massive search and rescue operation underway after that mid-air collision involving an Army helicopter with a crew of three and a regional American Airlines jet coming from Wichita, Kansas, carrying 64 passengers and crew. And the jet was just seconds away from landing at Reagan National Airport just before 9 Eastern time last night when an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided with it. Nicole Skanga has more on the efforts to search for bodies.
Law enforcement sources we've been speaking to on the scene saying that debris, in addition to some of those human remains, have been washing up alongside the Potomac River.
Dive teams have found at least one of the plane's two black boxes. We understand about 30 bodies have been pulled from the water.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.